Never Claiming Elevation, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, Tulsi Das Ji's hope is to become weak without devotion to Rama and to become strong with devotion to Rama. O Raghuveer, when will you make Tulsi like this, in the way of the fish and the water? Dohavali, 57. It seems paradoxical. In Bhakti Yoga, the more elevated you become, the less elevated you think you are. And the sentiment is genuine. It is not merely a facade, whereby one intentionally becomes more humble only because they want to become more dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Savior of the surrendered souls. The sentiment is not anything like making a show of humility with the underlying intent of wanting attention. The rise in humility is only natural, it is the byproduct of knowledge. The ignorant person thinks their body is everything and that all the success they see is due to their own efforts. Surely, doing the work is what makes the result happen. Sri Lakshman confirms this. He once counseled his elder brother Rama when Rama was in a moment of despair. Lakshman said that the good and bad results to action can only occur when there is actually some action taking place. Quote, unseen and indefinite are the good and bad reactions of fruitive work. And without taking action, the desired fruits of such work cannot manifest. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 66.17. If I want to get to work in the morning, I have to first get up from bed. In this sense, the successful result of reaching the office is due to my efforts. However, the outcome is not certain. Just because I rise, it doesn't mean that I will automatically be able to reach my desired destination safely. Just because the same action led to the same result hundreds of times previously, it doesn't mean that it is guaranteed to happen again. The person who is a little more intelligent understands that other factors have to cooperate. There are three sources of misery in this world. The mind and body can give us pain. Other people and animals can do us harm. Then there are the acts of God. I may be in perfect physical and mental health and there may be no one around to harm me, but a sudden winter storm can wreak havoc on my morning commute. On days when I am able to successfully reach the office on time, the three sources of misery have kindly cooperated with me. The person with the most intelligence understands that there is a cause of all causes. In the Brahma Samhita, the term used is sarvaka anaka anam. We don't know what good or bad things will happen as a result of work. I don't know if shoveling the snow outside will clear up the driveway or cause a muscle spasm in my back. There is a chance for either or both, but the result won't happen unless I make the effort first. In the same way, the infinite number of results we see in this manifest world are due to the initial work of the Supreme Being. He is everything. He glances over the dull and lifeless material substance and thereby instigates the creation. Time operates on this dull matter, which is invigorated by the injection of spirit. The combination of individual spirit and gross matter does some work that has results. This work is known as karma, and the results are affected through time. The wise person understands all of this, and they naturally become humbler as a result. An example of that humility comes to us courtesy of Goswami Tulsi Das. Here he wishes to have the same love and dependency that the fish has. The object of attachment for the fish is water. The fish cannot live outside of the water. It won't be able to survive for long. A few moments outside of the natural habitat results in death for the fish. Tulsi Das wants the same for him with respect to love for God. He refers to this as Rama Prema. Synonymous terms are Prema Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga, Krishna Prema, and Bhakti Rasa. The idea is to have love for God the person. Not that he is a person like you or me, but he is still a distinct individual. He is not an abstract. He is not some concept conceived in the mind. He is a real thing, a person who gives interactions and has likes and dislikes. He is a person, but a really great one. He is a person that is infallible and inexhaustible. Tulsi Das wants it so that with Rama Prema he becomes stronger. And when Rama Prema is absent, he wants to become weaker. This is not in relation to material strength and weakness. His personal history is a testament to this. According to legend, in early adulthood Tulsi Das was a householder. This means that he had sufficient material wealth to maintain a wife and home. In later adulthood, he became a sannyasi, which is like a mendicant by profession. He voluntarily took up sannyas, so as to better focus on devotion to Rama. Thus in the material estimation, the situation was reversed. He seemed to become weaker the more devotion he had. The less time he had for service to the Supreme Lord, the greater his material wealth was. But in fact, the sannyasi who follows devotion carries the most weight. They are known as the guru, which literally means heavy. The sannyasi has the facility to practice devotion full-time by traveling from door to door. Under the pretense of begging for food, they teach others about devotion to Rama. They tell the preoccupied householders how to become bigger in the spiritual estimation. Tulsi Das already had the situation he wishes for. So this means that he didn't think he was practicing devotion. The person who authored the most wonderful book in history, the Ramcharitmanas, considered himself to be very fallen. He didn't think that he was like the fish, but the mere request to Raghuvir showed that he couldn't live without the Supreme Lord. The hero of the Raghu dynasty, Sri Rama, the elder brother of Lakshman, is the life and soul of Tulsi Das. The devotees can't survive without Rama's association, and in that height of devotional practice they consider themselves to be bereft of all good qualities. Their genuine humility is a true sign of their greatness. In closing, in humility helpless feelings to grow. When more of Supreme Lord to know. But like paradoxical situation to see. Since how late more can be? Though like the fish in the water already. Tulsi asking for that situation, devotion steady. Without Rama hopes for living waning. And with him spiritual strength gaining.